Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsci and we are going to talk with your local wealth advisors and financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, once again this week. They are with Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and Macon. And you can also find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. My name's Steve Gramsci. Gentlemen, nice to have you back again as we get ready for a holiday week coming up.
You got it. Thanks. It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, Steve. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Any big plans for you guys this weekend?
Daniel's taking off and leaving me by myself.
Yeah, that's right. me and the family, we're going on a cruise, heading off.
Wow. Okay. Which direction?
South. We're heading out of Tampa, going down to towards Cozumel there.
That is one of my all-time favorite places to dive. I probably dove more sites there than anywhere else I have. Not to say that I'm an expert, but I just love that. The current, you can just float and cruise with the current and ride along. I had this grouper bigger than I was last time I was there.
Wow.
And
he just
swam with me all along the edge. It was so beautiful. And when you do what I do for a living, which is being a broadcaster, The best place you can be is somewhere where nobody can speak.
There you go.
Total silence with the exception of the bubbles.
There you go. I'm excited for it. Really am. Going to go see some of the ruins and things like that while we're down. So.
Well, do some snorkeling and have a good time with the family and get some good R&R. But right now, I'm going to have to put you to work because we still in this program need to talk about a number of things. We're going to answer some questions, of course, but we've got 401 rollovers as a topic to talk about today and some market corrections and just things that people may or may not be thinking about. But by the time we're done with this program, they will know that having a financial coach is going to help. And by the way, we'll give out that number in just a minute or two. So, Bill and Daniel, why don't we kick off with a mailbag question for you, Daniel, from Gretchen in Macon. Gretchen said, I have lost my job and will probably be without income for a few months while I find the next one. Is this a good time to do a Roth conversion since I won't have as much income this year as I normally do?
Well, Gretchen, that's a very good observation, I think, that you have there. What you're referring to is when you do a Roth conversion, take money out of an IRA or 401k, and it becomes unsheltered, and you have to pay the tax when you convert. So the key is to try to do the conversions when you're in a lower tax bracket. Now, I don't know what tax bracket you'll be in, so I can't just tell you for sure to do it. But if you can do a conversion at a lower rate than you typically would pay a tax, it might be a good idea for you. It's a tax question, too, so you'd, of course, want to consult with your CPA or tax advisor on that. But anytime you can do a conversion from a regular IRA over to a Roth and pay a lower tax rate, maybe because you have lower income, like you're referring to, it very well may be a good idea. I'm a big fan of Roth IRAs, so very, very smart and astute observation, Gretchen.
And we hope that that helps. As we move on to the feature that we like to look forward to every week, and that is some way, shape, or form, some weird or maybe just interesting or who knows. But Bill's got a fact that's coming at us right now. And without further ado, Bill, lay it on us.
Well, this one is kind of alarming somewhat. Published April 7th in the wealthmanagement.com. It's a survey that was done, a recent survey, of 26,000 investors. And here's the responses. 41% did not understand that a diversified portfolio was a safer investment than a single stock. That's interesting. And 26% believed a moderate investment should return over 16% annually. I don't know where their heads are.
Yeah.
And then a remarkable 40% of the respondents did not know how inflation works. And 38% said they do not understand the concept of compound interest. And 16% didn't know if they should prefer a higher or lower interest rate on a mortgage.
Well, the good news, though, is that there were still more than 60% of the people, 70% or 80%, depending on which statistic you want to pull back out, of people who did understand. But what does that underscore? I think it underscores that you really need to be talking to somebody who knows what they're doing and understands what's going on when it comes to financial advice.
Yeah, once again, my dad was right. He used to tell me, son, you don't know what you don't know. I thought I knew everything.
Which is why I ask that question every time I do business. Please tell me now what I don't know.
Tell me what I don't know.
That's it. Yeah.
That's pretty alarming. I know this is only 26,000 investors, but so it doesn't really represent the entire population. But
pretty good sample, though.
Pretty good sample.
It also goes to show you that that really still sometimes anybody can claim to be a financial planner or a financial coach, and they might not be as prepared and educated as they need to be. Which is why we have you two gentlemen, Bill and Daniel, and we're going to go into the you were just talking about it. Tell me what I don't know. So let's move on and talk about the topic of rollovers in 401ks. All right.
That sounds good.
Okay, we often talk about their importance and the importance of not leaving a 401k with your old company when you no longer work there. But what are the main benefits of rolling an old 401k into an IRA?
Well, there's a couple of them. First of all, I'm a big advocate for someone working with a financial planner that's going to help oversee everything, so there's not just a bunch of unorganized investments laying around in different locations. So having the ability to consolidate it with a single financial plan is important to me. Also, eliminating some of the fees inside of the 401k. It's really hard to see what you're paying. Many times people do not realize the level of fees that they're paying inside of the 401k. There's some fees that are kind of hard to see that aren't easily viewable and should be disclosed. Another reason is there's more investment choices at your 401k. Whatever employer-sponsored plan choices they offer you through your plan, that's all you have access to. So there's a lot of different things out there, a whole other world of investments you can have access to outside of the 401k. So there's a few reasons to do so. Most importantly, you want to put it together with a comprehensive financial plan, and it's kind of hard to do that if you have 401ks scattered here, there, and everywhere.
What are the tax implications of doing a rollover like that?
Well, the good news is if it's done properly, there aren't any tax implications. You can do a direct custodial rollover, meaning from one account to a new IRA, for example, and there is no tax implications whatsoever. If you receive the money, that's when there's tax implications. Mm-hmm. And most 401k plans require that they withhold 20% of the taxes. You have 60 days to take it then and put it in an IRA, but you've got to make it whole, so you've got to take it out of pocket, that 20% that they withheld, and you got to find a place to get it from, and then you file on your taxes to get it refunded back to you. So the best way to do it is custodial to custodial from your company to a new IRA, and there's no tax implications.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions, and we're talking about the rollovers of 401ks after you've left the company. But are there any options for people who are rolling over a 401k while they're still working for the company?
Well, many times there are. It depends on the plan rules that you have. For many plans, they allow age 59 and a half in-service distributions where you can, after you reach the age of 59 and a half. Now, don't ask me why they chose that age, 59 and a half, mm-hmm. IRS rule there. They will allow it in many cases. Don't have to. They can have more restrictive rules. But you want to check probably as you get to that age and see if that's an option, just so you know. The reason is again, there's limitations on what you can invest in inside of the plan. Sometimes they only have more aggressive fund choices for folks. And as you get older, if you're going to be living off your retirement funds within the next few years, close to your retirement, you probably want some options that may be a little bit more conservative many times. So If you're 59 and a half, you certainly should check and at least know if that's an option for yourself or not. That's something we advise you to do.
Okay.
Now that's called an in-service distribution, age-based in-service distribution, where you can roll over your 401k to your own self-directed IRA at age 59 and a half.
Okay. How do you determine what kind of investment you should be rolling your 401k into when you make this transfer?
Well, that would be the planning part. Once you sit down with an advisor, a planner like we, an income planner, we will help establish a plan that will dictate how we invest the money. So we wouldn't even advocate you rolling one over without having it placed in a position that would be dictated by your overall retirement income planning. So it should be done that way. Just don't arbitrarily roll it over. Have a plan in place so that you understand why you're investing what you're investing in and the time horizon that you're looking at. So again, we would recommend that you roll it over to something that is part of a plan. So that's what we do here at Security First Asset Management. We're income planners. We're retirement income certified professionals. We create a path for our clients that we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint. And it's through that process of planning that we identify how to invest monies for the retirement process. So for those who are listening to us today, if you've accumulated at least $100,000 in investment monies for retirement, for the next 10 folks that call us and fit that criteria, they would like to sit down and talk to us. We'll provide for you a no obligation, no cost review of your situation and help put in place a blueprint that will help you navigate through the planning process, preparation process, and then through retirement. So give us a call at 800-987-1443 today. Again, the next 10 callers, give us a call at 800-987-1443 and let us help you understand where you are and help you put a plan in place to have a thriving retirement.
Bill and Daniel also specialize in working with federal employees and can provide a complimentary federal employees benefit analysis. But for your lifetime income blueprint to the next 10 callers, remember there is no obligation and there should be no procrastination. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We've got a lot more to come. We're glad you're with us.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
Well, this is the portion of our Retirement Income Solutions program with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith that we get to know one of the gentlemen a little bit better and sometimes both. Remember, the number to call is 800-987-1443 for your lifetime income blueprint. So here you go. Which one of you gentlemen want to take this? You probably have seen the movie Groundhog Day. Well, in that movie, Bill Murray hears "I Got You, Babe" on the radio every single morning when he wakes up. Now, if you had to wake up to the same song every morning, guys, what song would you pick?
Well, if I had to choose one song I'd wake up to every morning, I might get tired of anything if I have to wake up to it as many times as Bill Murray did in the movie. But I think a good one would be "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles.
Oh.
Kind of positive outlook. It just makes you think of the sun coming up over the horizon and positive outlook on the day. My kids also love that song. When I'm taking them to the school in the morning, they want us to turn on the Beatles and listen to that. So I'd go with that. It seems like a safe bet.
Yeah. I mean, it's a happy song. It's up-tempo.
Yeah.
It's positive.
You want to start the day. Yeah.
You want to
start the day on a good foot, like good note.
Sunshine and blue skies, and when you don't have it, when you're waking up in Middle Georgia on a particular day, you just put on that Beatles song.
That's right.
All right.
Can't go wrong.
Does that mean that that Bill doesn't have an offering right now?
Might. Bill, what would you wake up to?
What would I wake up to?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well,
Bill doesn't have an offering.
Well, there's a country singer who I fortunately got to work with a few times, who you may or may not recognize, the name of Mark Chestnut. And Mark was what you call a B entertainer. In other words, he wasn't the A and sold out everything, but he would either open up or he'd be part of the bill. And Mark had a song called "Lucky Man." just about what you think it's about. Everything around him, his family, his friends, where he's at in his life, he just feels lucky to be there and to have those moments, those things, those memories, and the future ahead. And that's the way, that's the song I would pick if you asked me if I had to wake up to a song every day. It would be Lucky Man by Mark Chessman.
Lucky Man.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Yep.
I know who he is. I don't know this song.
I know that I have a ringtone on my phone, a special song that I know is my wife when she calls.
That's right. What is it?
What is it?
Get.
It's a country music song, right?
It's a country music song.
Yeah.
My Best Friend.
Oh, okay.
Very
Tim,
nice.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, there you go.
Very
so
nice.
I know it's my wife. Everybody else that calls, you know, I could care less. But when that one comes, you know, I know it's my sweetheart.
I couldn't think of
my ringtone.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a title called "Bring Home the Bread and Butter." Get a gallon of milk. You know, that would be a country song.
Yeah, My Best Friend.
All right, gentlemen, now we know you both slightly better, and thank you for sharing that with us here on Retirement Income Solutions. Stand by; we'll be right back.
Daniel Neesmith is the Vice President of Security First Asset Management and an Investment Advisor Representative. He is also a Retirement Income Certified Professional. He specializes in pre- and post-retirement planning with an emphasis on minimizing the taxes and the fees you pay. Get a second opinion of your financial plan with Daniel and his team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you're with us today, and I hope you've got a nice weekend going for yourself. Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and I, Steve Gramsci, we're talking about your retirement planning, how you can listen, plan, and thrive. Bill and Daniel are your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. The office is conveniently located in Dublin and Macon, and the number to call for your lifetime income solution is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And to the mailbag for a Bill this time from Roger in Warner Robins. Roger says, Bill, I've had some losses in my IRA recently. Nothing huge, but it still makes me nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run. But I'm 60 years old now, and I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Or should I just chill out?
No, you should be concerned, Roger. Thanks for giving us a call today. When are you planning on retiring? If you're 60, you're probably 3 to 5 years maybe away from retirement. And yes, you should be concerned. He should be more concerned for you as well, because when you start thinking about retirement, we need to reduce risk, not necessarily increase it, because one of the worst things that can happen to you is have a big downturn in the market right now just prior to retiring in the next 3 to 5 years. So you need to be looking at maybe diversification, some risk mitigation, some other things. So yeah, you should have a plan in place to help you navigate for the next few years and then on through retirement. So we need to understand the risk we're taking and understand that there's things we can do to help mitigate that risk and not completely lose out any market upturns. But we certainly need to understand that we're at an all-time high in the market again. And that what goes up does come down. I mean, he's looking at time horizon for you. Long term, the market does well. But we don't want to get caught in what's called sequence of return risk, where you actually start retiring and the market's taking your assets backwards. So it's a good question. We're glad you called in. We'll help address that issue for you. We'll certainly give you a second opinion on what you're doing now. So give us a call, and we can help you out.
So you're talking, or you mentioned market corrections, and we worry about that all the time. And anytime the market is moving in a downward direction, we see people react in various ways. And maybe you can tell us what you would say to people reacting in each of the following ways as we transition to this segment here called Market Corrections. And the number one item I have on the agenda for you gentlemen to talk about is overtrading.
Okay, so sometimes when people see the market correcting, we have a knee-jerk reaction and try to move maybe to a safer asset class. So maybe people will move from stocks to bonds. Bonds sometimes, as in, markets correct, will get a boost because people will go into bonds as a flight to safety. However, what I see happen is many times people are whipsawed when they try to get over from one asset class to another. What whipsawed means is if when you move out of an investment, sometimes market corrections are very short-lived, and you can see a 10% drawdown in the market come back in a day or two, and then you've missed out on the run-up in the market. So what we advocate is having a plan in place ahead of time so you don't have an emotional reaction. You don't want to overtrade. You don't want to jump in and out of different things. You want to have a plan in place and stick with it. Buy what's on sale and hang on to it as the market goes up. You want to own quality, especially as things are overvalued now. But overtrading is definitely a problem. Many times, I'll add this, people wait until there's a crisis to make a financial plan, and that's when you need to already have one in place.
Well, and Bill and Daniel's plan is called a Lifetime Income Blueprint, which we'll talk more about and give out the number here so you can be a part of that. But if you don't have a plan like that or you don't have a financial coach, then you may be prone, when you see things in the market go haywire, in your opinion, to panic, and that's probably the worst thing you can do, right?
Yeah, and we've had evidence of that not once but twice in the last 15 years, and it's not a time to panic. I believe that a good plan in place helps us navigate the ups and downs of the market, so there's no need for the emotional setbacks that come along with panicking. So absence of a plan creates chaos, and so we advocate having a plan in place and understanding where you are in the market and why you're in the market, and follow that plan so you have a strategy in place instead of worrying about the ups and downs.
Well, I guess there's an opposite to that, too. I mean, you could look at things and it looks like nothing's going to bother you. You're not fazed by up or down or whatever, and you just might put your head in the sand. You still need to pay some kind of attention, right, and react and be flexible.
Yeah, you sure do. Sticking your head in the sand or ignoring reality generally doesn't end well. Because, first of all, having something, again, having a plan in place ahead of time, you don't have to worry about the ups and downs of the market if you know you're taking the right amount of risk, market risk, for your particular plan. But ignoring things definitely won't solve the problem. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. You know, we were talking about that a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up. When you ignore things, you tend to have the same mistakes over and over again. When people lost a lot in the market crash in 2001, 2002 era, they many times, as soon as they made their money back in 2007, the bottom fell out again, and they just stuck their head in the sand. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same result. I really think it's important to have that lifetime income blueprint plan in place so you don't feel like you can't look at your statements and things of that nature. You want to stay on top of it.
When you could be, like we were talking about, panic like Chicken Little, and always think that the sky is falling and running around like that chicken with your head cut off. Or you could be the opposite, too. You could be a Foghorn Leghorn. Remember that cartoon character? Go, son, son, and I can't go on. But he was a chicken. He was a rooster who was overconfident, always positive and always boisterous. And overconfidence is something, too, you want to hedge away from.
Yeah, I think you ought to have confidence in a well set forth plan and not worry about being overconfident. Certainly we need confidence in the market and confidence in a plan. We need to do that. But we need to also be, like Daniel said a moment ago, we need to be realistic. We need to understand what the market's doing and what the impact of that could possibly be to us. And the closer we get to retirement, and then the first few years into retirement, we have to have a plan in place to help us navigate through the market in case there is a downturn. We don't subscribe to being overconfident. We subscribe to having a plan in place and being confident in the plan.
How about market timing?
Well, market timing goes both ways. Usually you hear it referred to as whenever things start to deteriorate, when market conditions when the volatility picks up, people will jump into cash and sit there and, you know, try to time when to get back into the market. The other side to that market timing is people will wait until the market does crash to make changes to their portfolio. Again, with the overconfidence, they'll think the markets will keep going up indefinitely. It's not smart to time the up market going up or going down. What's smart is to have a plan in place, owning the right investments for your financial plan, and timing when you take out the income, where to take that income from. That's what's so important to us as retirement income planners. We are passionate about what we do. We think it's important to understand the impact market corrections will have on your financial plan. It's smart to have a plan in place before there's a market correction and not try to time the market afterwards. Because of that, we're offering a complimentary financial review for the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. We'll talk about your retirement income needs first and foremost. We'll make sure you're taking the right amount of risk for what you need for growth in your financial plan. And also, how do we deal with things like inflation, taxes? Many times people will wait until something bad happens to put a plan in place. We encourage you to go ahead and call now, 1-800-987-1443. For the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're offering a free complimentary financial review. We'll put you on the path to thriving in retirement, and we'll help you get your own lifetime income blueprint. That's 1-800-987-1443.
How often do your clients stay in touch with you or communicate during the course of the year, gentlemen? Can you, an example maybe or two of things that they'll call and want to ask questions when you've already got a plan in place?
Well, we do a quarterly review for most folks and an annual review of the plan that's mandatory. And we also communicate weekly with newsletters and educational events and invite our clients to all kinds of events we have going on, very robust. So we touch our clients probably 50 to 60 times a year with correspondence, and we'd like to talk to them and see them in person and review their plans at least annually.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest topic people call us about is when they need to take withdrawals from their portfolio. Since we're income planners, we help them figure out where the best place to take the income from is. We have to factor in things like taxes and, you know, if they have market-based investments, where's the safer place to pull income from? That's one of the most frequent topics that I talk about with my clients throughout the year.
So if you're in Middle Georgia, you have local wealth advisors and local financial coaches right there at your beck and phone call at Security First Asset Management. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith are preparing and will prepare a no-obligation, complete retirement review and a lifetime income blueprint to the next 10 callers. You don't need to procrastinate any longer because the phone is right probably in your pocket. 800-987-1443. Give yourself some peace of mind. Maybe this summer you take the vacation. Why worry about your retirement? Know that there's a plan about to take place when you meet with Bill and Daniel. That's 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. With offices in Dublin and Macon, don't forget online. You can reach us at completetheplan.com. As Bill and Daniel and the company, Security First Asset Management, been honored as one of the top five advisors in the nation in 2014 by Retirement Advisor Magazine. And don't forget, you can find them on Facebook by searching Retirement Income Solutions. Gentlemen, it's, as always, been a pleasure learning some new items from you and getting your advice at no charge.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's flattering. I'm glad we can help you.
Believe me, I'm soaking it all up.
You are
such great coaches, and we all are doing much better today from having listened to this show in some way or another. We are thinking about the plan and how to thrive on your plan. With Retirement Income Solutions. Again, the number to call, don't put it off, 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Bill, Daniel, thank you. Have a good rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm Steve Gramsci. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.